Sunday the 29th of November, Yud Beis Kislev, Rabbi Gavriel Knopfler, Chanukah.
Gemara tells us the end of the first parak of Or Basra. Evan Tuivo, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Evan Tuivo, Hoisotluyo Betzavore Shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu went around with an Evan Tuivo, call it a diamond or a jewel, Evan Tuivo. Shekol Choyle Shehoye Royo Isoy. He had in the Tekoyach, a Zgula, that was Marape Choyle, somebody is not well, Achmon al-Itzlam, had a gaze or a peep at the Evan Tuivo. V'hoye Marape Isoy. Misrapi, miyad misrapi. Ubeshor shenifta Avraham Avinu min ha'olam, telo HaKadosh Baruch Hu begalgal chamo. Ribono Shel Olam took this Evan Tuivo and attached it to the galgal chamo. And from then, Oma Abaye, Haina de Omre Inche, Idle Yoyme Idle Ktsira. It became an accepted zach that when the sun shines, when it becomes day, so the Cholim Rachman and Itzlan already start feeling better. Shemesh Marpei Bichnofel. I once heard from Odom Godel, and he said that the facts are that sometimes one has a Chole who's by night suffering from a high temperature, a high fever, and already, like in the middle of the night, already, let's say, past 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you can already see that he's feeling better. The temperature subsides. So he said, why? He said, because the sun has got a koyach to be merape, to heal. So he says, but when in a few hours' time there's going to be a sunrise, so the karmei hashemesh, the rays of the sun, are actually already there beforehand. But people are not sensitive enough. They're not able to feel. It doesn't make any difference to them. People are not well, especially those suffering. They are in a much more delicate situation. They are much more sensitive. They already feel the rays of the sun already a few hours earlier. So he said, similarly, we've got Zmanim, Chagim Uzmanim. We've got Moyadei Ashona, we've got times in the year where the Ribbono Shel Olam shines a ruchnisdige type of a sun. The various tkufas, you've got Pesach, there's a Shemesh with Yamuna, there's a Yom Kippur, there's a Shemesh of Rachmim. Every Yontov, every Moyed has its unique type of a ruchnisdige Shemesh. It's a The rays of these different types of suns are also there sometime earlier. But people have to be sensitive enough to be able to feel it. So I thought in 2 weeks' time we've already got Chanukah, so I think it's not inappropriate that 2 weeks beforehand let's raise ourselves to a sensitive situation and be able to have a shikul tam in that. Maybe just to begin with a short dvar halacha and then blend it into what I would like to speak about. Rav Kiva Eger in Tshuvas, it brings a shaila, Mishnah Berurah quotes him, what happens, let's say, fourth day Chanukah, fifth day Chanukah, and somebody forgot to make the brocha when he started lighting. And he remembered in the middle of lighting. That means he already lit the first one or the second one, and he's still got two or three neiros still to finish off. Can he make a brocha or not? And the basic shaila is, because we know that the mitzvah of Chanukah, mitzvah sner Chanukah, is ishu beisoy. So theoretically, with the first light that he lit, he was already yoytzer the basic mitzvah. The rest is only a hidur mitzvah. It's only to be Makai Mahadrin. So basically the shaila is one able to make a brocha, the Birchas HaMitzvahs, on the continuation, which is only a Hidu Mitzvah. In other words, can one make a brocha on a Hidu Mitzvah? And Rabbi Kivega brings a big machloikis, a prichodosh and the eliorabu, whether one can make a brocha, whether one can't make a brocha. Ba'asher hu shom, the first glance, the svara behind the machloikis seems to be like this. We learn out from a pasuk zekeni v'aviv that there's a inyan hisno elefon of b'mitzvahs. The one should be mahadeh in all mitzvahs. So it seems that the shayla v'chayla is zekeni v'aviv a klolis digger, a klolis inyan. In other words, that it's not attached specifically to each protis digger mitzvah, to every individual mitzvah. There's an inyan, ze keli v'alveyu, hisnoel lefonov b'mitzvahs. When one stands in front of the Ribbono shel Olam, so there's an inyan, hisnoel, to be mahadah, to make hidurim. When are you considered lefonov? When you're performing a mitzvah, that's considered lefonov, and when you're lefonov, there's an inyan of hisnoel. But, let's say, one is mekayim arba minim behidur. So the hidur mitzvah is not a prat in the mitzvah of arba minim. The hidur mitzvah is this general klal, the general mitzvah which is called hisno lefono b'mitzvahs. It just happens to be that arba minim is just an opportunity where I can be mekayim hisno lefono b'mitzvahs. But it doesn't relate to the actual mitzvah of arba minim. Alternatively, you can learn that hisno lefono b'mitzvahs is a gilui, that every mitzvah has its shulchan aruch. Protel v'dik dukel, it's got its shulchan aruch. So, let's say there's 10 se'ifim in the siman which speaks about a lulav. So then there's an additional se'if which you have to add, although it's unwritten, you have to buy a beautiful lulav. You have to be mekayim lulav behidur, and then it's a prat in mitzvah's lulav. That means if someone is mekayim lulav behidur, it's not just he's be mekayim inyan of isno lefonov. Then he's be mekayim mitzvah's lulav with an additional prat, a mehuda diga lulav, and likewise all the other mitzvahs. So if the hidur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, that means that when I'm be mekayim a hidur in mitzvah's ner Chanukah, so same as I can make a brocha on the Lahavdik Ner Shel Chanukah, on the first one, I can make on the others as well, because it's all part of the mitzvah. If it's only an external zach, that means I'm a kayim inyan kloli of hisno lefono b'mitzvahs, Chazal wrote the second brocha, asher kitchono b'mitzvahs of lekayim hisno lefono b'mitzvahs. So there is no brocha on that. There's a machlekes in Mila, in mitzvahs Mila, there's a machlekes. The Gemara says in Shabbos that after cutting off the orlo, there's what the Gemara calls the sometimes strings, tzitzin. Tzitzin are threads of skin which are still there. So there's two levels. There's tzitzin, what the Gemara says, tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. If those threads have not been removed, then he's still considered the orlo. You have to do it. And then there's what the Gemara calls tzitzin she'enam ha'akvin es hamila. So the Gemara says, lechatchila, one should remove those as well, because it's a hidu mitzvah. It's no elefon of a mitzvah. But it's not ma'akiv, but the evad, if not, then it doesn't matter. And the Gemara, and there's a machlekes rishonim, the machlekes rishonim, what happens on Shabbos? On Shabbos, where Mila is doicha Shabbos, and you've already cut off the main orlo, and you left over tzitzin she'eno ma'akvin, which in a weekday you would have to go back and cut it off because of Zekeli Vaveya, because of Isno Lafon of the Mitzvahs. Question is, what about Shabbos? Are you allowed to cut it off on Shabbos also or not? There's a machlokes rishonim about that. L'cho'ira, it's the same shayla, because Mila is Doicha Shabbos. So if Mila is Doicha Shabbos, so every prat in Mitzvahs Mila is also Doicha Shabbos. It doesn't matter if it's ma'akev or it's not ma'akev, because we find l'moshel in korbonos which are doicha shabbos, then even parts of the hakrovas korbonos which don't necessarily have to be done now, you can postpone it after Shabbos. Afal pikein, it's still doicha shabbos. So we see that a basic mitzvah is doicha shabbos, so all the halakim of the mitzvah are doicha shabbos. So then, if zekeni v'aveyu is part of mitzvahs mila, then obviously you could be doicha Shabbos. If Zeh Keli Ma'aveinu is not part of Mitzvah Smil, it's just a general klal, so that hasn't gotten a hetter to be doicha Shabbos. So we see that the Shaila could be a Shaila. Problem is that therefore by Mila, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramo, says Mefurash that only if you have to go back to cut off the threads which are ma'akev, titin ma'akvin es amila, that's when you make a brocha. But for titin shirin ma'akvin es amila, you don't make a brocha. You don't make a brocha. So Bemis the Ramon has told us, Mefurish, that something which is just the inyan of Zer Keli Ma'aveyu, you don't make a brocha. It's a bit of a shaila on these poiskim that Rav Kiveya brings, but nevertheless you can still make a brocha. So maybe the answer would be as follows. The lashon of the Braisa, which introduces us to Chanukah, to Mitzvah Chanukah. So the Braisa tells us the whole story, what happened in the time of, of the Hashmonaim. And then the last line of the Braisa is, Lashona Acheres, next year, Kvom Vasom, Yomim Toivim, Behalel Vahidor. The Manhige Adoy, the Hashmonaim at the time, fixed up Chanukah, set up Chanukah, Yomim Toivim, Behalel Vahidor. Vahidor. Vahidor is stressed and expressed here explicitly. So Rashi says that Vahidor means part that what we say Al Hanisim in Birchas Moedim. Al Hanisim in Moedim. That Yomim Toivim, the essence, the mahus of this yontif, is not mishter like a normal yontif. It's not isa melocha. The yontif is halil, to say halil, and alhanisim bevedor. Rambam doesn't bring alhanisim at all in Hilchas Chanukah. Alhanisim he only quotes in Hilchas Tefillah, together with Yalev Yovoy and together with all the other things that there's a chiyuv to mention me'en yom hamahura. He nevertheless quotes the Braisa in Hilchas Chanukah, and when it comes to the Hoidor, the Rambam only mentions Hadlokas Neiris. So it seems that the Rambam understood that the Takona of Hadlokas Neiris in Chanukah, Be'emes, was under the umbrella of Hoidor, as the Rambam Taki, the end of Hilchas Chanukah, Taka says that Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah Chavivo Himaloid, because it generates losses shevach v'hoidoya to the Ribbono Shel Olam on all the nisim that he did. Memonavshech, whether we learn like Rashi or like the Rambam, but hoidoya was an integral chelik of the takona of Mitzvah Chanukah. What was the speciality of Chanukah that Chazal decided that here part of the yontif or chelik of the yontif is to bring out the hoidoya? So I thought maybe the pshat is like this. The Bach, beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, the Bach tells us, how come that punct in Beis HaMikdosh, where the Avoida, Hashoah, Hashchina, everything took place, how come that punct there, the Yuvonim, had a koyach to suddenly make gzeiros, to be mevatel the avoda, to be mevatel kol metobed, etc., etc., and in the end they couldn't be madlik even the neiros, timu hashmanim. How come that punkt there they had their koyach? So the Bach says that because nisrashlu bo avoda, it was a time when the koyanim in Beis HaMikdosh became lazy, they became lax. Nisrashlu bo avoda, the avoda in Beis HaMikdosh wasn't done with the correct level of hislahavus, of correct level of kpeda and zrizus. Nisrashlu b'avoda, they were lax. They took it easy, laid back, as they say in today's language. They were laid back. And Memena, that's where the Yevonim found an opening, a crack, where they could exert their koyach and bring out the gzeiros which they did. Mesinas Yeshorim, when he speaks about the middah of zrizus, so first of all, as his style, he kodim kol introduces to us what is zrizus and what does zrizus entail and what does it demand. And then he always gives us his usual advice. How does one get to Zrizus? How is one able to ignite in oneself the Inyan of Zrizus? So Be'emes, he's only got one etzer for that. And he says, Mashiyucha lahagbir, this is oirus of being a Zoris in Kiyum HaMitzvahs, in Avodas Hashem. He says, there's one and only thing. Ha-histaklus b'roiv ha-toivois, she-ha-kodosh baruch hu oise im ho-odom v'chol eise v'chol shoah. If somebody really reflects, if somebody is misboinein seriously, just takes a bit of time to meditate and to reflect, how many toivos and how many chasodim every individual receives from Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chol eise v'chol shoah. He says, "V'hanifloes hagdoilos." A person reflects even more. She'oise imoy me'eis haledo ad hayom ha'achrein. From the day that he was born until la'achamei of Esrim, a continuous showering of toivos and chasodim from Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, "The more kol ma'ashi yarbe lehistakelu lehisboinim bidvorim elu." Is Yarbele Hakil Asmi, the more a person is misboinin, he becomes overwhelmed. He becomes overwhelmed with how much he owes, with the chayva, with the debt that he owes to Ribbono Shel Olam for all these chasodim. I once said, Pshat, we say in Nishmas, Ilu finim ole shiro kayom, if we had all the talents which one needs to be able to express a door, all the miles we had, ein onu maspikim lehoidois lecho Hashem olekenu al achas may olef elef alfe alofim ribe revovois peomim atoivos shirsisim avisenu imonu. So I thought that by hashkofu yishenu, by the first glance, the nusach of Nishmas is actually spoiling the point which one wants to bring out. Even if we had all the talents, einonu maspikim lehoido is even for one chesed. But straight away you're spoiling it. It's not one chesed that we owe the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's tens of thousands of chasodim. So in a way you're spoiling the climax that you want to bring out, that even for one chesed. The terrace is, it's an explanation. Why are we unable? Why is it impossible to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam even for one chesed? Because b'shas a person reflects properly into what this chesed entailed, he suddenly realizes that it's not just one. It's tens of thousands of chasodim that were all enveloped into one chesed, which you, at the first glance, thought it's one. That's why it's impossible. So the Messias Rishonim, when one person thinks in such a way, one gets overwhelmed with the level of chiyuv which one has to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says it's not impossible. It's impossible to repay the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the least that should switch on by a person, the least that it should ignite by a person, is they should become emtsoim shelo yisatzel veyisrape ba'avodosei. That lechol apochus, what he does perform, the minimum what he does do in avodas Hashem in mitzvahs, he should feel that he should do it with his rizus. He should do it with a hidur. He should do it with his lahavos, and not just do it, you know, yoytzer tzedayin, as they say. So to be stakle betoyves ele vaday sheis oire lehisdoris lavoidosei k'moshe kasafti levalo. So therefore, and this is the one only etzer which he gives. So therefore, if it came a time misrashlu ba'avoido, that people will lack, the koyanim will lack in avoido, and that's when the yevonim found the opportunity to make the gzeiros. And afterwards these Hashmonoim started taking stock and making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. What happened here? And they probably made the proper cheshbon, and they realized that the cause of all this was because of this ogelosenkeit in Avodas Beis HaMikdash. So they wanted to be mesaken that. So when they wanted to be mesaken that, they were moisen nefesh themselves on the Avodah. And then when they were mesaken Yemei Chanukah, they realize that the root of the problem, that the source of the problem, that one is not sholem, one is not perfect in the middle of Hakoras HaTov. One is not perfect in the middle of Hakoras HaTov. So therefore the essence of the Yom Tov, Kavom, Yomim Tovim, Behalel V'Hoidol, that was the main part of the Yom Tov, that we've got to be masakin this inyan of Hoidol, of being makir the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tovim, and consequently expressing the appropriate Halel V'Hoidol. That's part of the Yom Tov. That's why whichever pshat we learn, Rashi or Rambam, that was part of the main Yom Tov. There's a medrash in Parshas Tzav. There's a medrash where the medrash says the following. We find in the Torah similar words by two types of korbonos and also in Shiras Yamsuf. Ze korban aroi nuvonov. That's in Parshas Tzav, when Torah tells us that a kohen who's mischanech la'avodah has got to be makriv minchas chavitin. The first day that the kohen is in the first time mischanech la'avodah, so it says ze korban aroi nuvonov b'yoyim imosh achoisei. By the nesiim, the kriyas haTorah, which we line on Chanukah. After each korban, it finishes off. Zeh korban nachshon ben aminodov. Zeh korban nesanu ben tzur. Also the same zeh. And there's a third zeh. Zeh keli v'aveyu. In the Shiras Yamsuf, there's a third zeh which is zeh keli v'aveyu. And Chazal in the Medrash attach and combine all three. So the lashon of the Medrash says, Choviv hoyo lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu korbonoi shel aharon. The korban of Aharon was choviv, had a special measure of chavivus by the Ribbono Shel Olam, korbanam shel nesiim. Here it says zeh korban Aharon, and there it says zeh korban nachshon ben aminodov. Choviv hoyo korbanam shel nesiim lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, keshiro she'omru al hayam sof. It says zeh keli v'aveyu. What is the attachment of all three? The korbanos of the nesiim. Another medrash which says that David HaMelech was chalishing. David HaMelech misave hoyo David le korbonam shel nesiim. David HaMelech had a thirst, he had a desire to be able to be makriv korbonos like the nesiim. Wasn't he? He had a desire to be. What stopped him from being makriv korbonos? But the Sforim explain that we see that on every Shabbos we also bring a korban musaf, but it's a small korban. Yomim Tovim, the amount of korbanos already a greater number of korbanos. What's the pshat? Because korbanos are the means that Klal Yisrael are in a matzav of his oirus. Klal Yisrael are in a matzav that they'd like to express their his oirus of ahava to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A popular pshat of the Rambam on the pasuk in Shir Shirim, im to'iru ve'im to'oiru eso ahavo achetechpos. So the Rambam says, when a person suddenly feels a moment of inspiration, a person feels a moment that suddenly is brent by him, Ahavas Hashem, he says the only way to guarantee that it should be a dovo shel kayoma, it shouldn't just evaporate, immediately inject it into techbos, a chefet shel mitzvah. Find some kind of a maise mitzvah where you can inject all that ahava, and then it will be a dovo shel kayoma. Korbanos, on days that Klal Yisrael were expected to be in a higher darga, in moments of inspiration, so the korbanos were opportunities how they could express their achetechpos into these korbanos. So obviously, every Shabbat, which is something that comes every week, the excitement and the enthusiasm is probably not as much as Yom Tovim, they only come from time to time. The Nesiim was a special occasion. they were going to the Chanukah Samizbeach, and this is what they were waiting for, and it was such a gewaltige Hesoirus that for them to be able to express the Hesoirus, they needed an abundance of Kobonis. It wasn't just a regular amount of Kobonis. And David HaMelech was mishtoikik, when will I have a moment of such a level of inspiration that I would feel that the only way that I can express it is with the amount of Kobonis of the Nesiyim. So state in Medrash, an interesting thing. The Nesiyim was by us sort of the symbol of a gewaltige level of his oiriness. So Chazal, a Kohen Hediot, the first day that he did the Avodah, so he had to bring a Minchas Chavitin. Obviously, his enthusiasm and his excitement and his oiriness was tremendous. But after that, he doesn't bring a Minchas Chavitin. Because Yoldo Toiro L'Soiv Datum Shel Briois understood that probably, slowly, the excitement will suddenly evaporate, and it won't be the same level that demands a Kolben. A Kohen Gadol had to bring a Minchas Chavitin every single day. Every single day was Makriv Minchas Chavitin. Because a Kohen Gadol in his darga, in his ruchnistike darga, the Torah understood that by him every single day, b'chol yoyim yir b'enecho kachadoshim, the Kohen Gadol was in a, well, the Kohen Gadol was mekayim the mesimas yishorim. The Kohen Gadol was every single day once again overwhelmed by the amount of hakoras hatoiv that he has to express to the Ribono Shel Olam, is nochamol anai yekolm, nochamol exactly b'chol yom yir b'enecho kachadoshim. Zom Chazal, ze korban aroin, this korban of the Kohen Gadol, which he was makriv every day, was choviv by the Ribono Shel Olam kekorbanos shel nesiyim. It carried with it the same level of his hesoiros as the korban of nesiyim. And then Chazal say, and what does that lead on to? Zeh keli vanveyu. Hidur mitzvah, when does a first person feel that he has to be mahadur mitzvahs, that not to be yoytze mitzvahs just like that, but he's got an opportunity of a mitzvah to be mekayimi with every hidur possible, that's when he is accompanied by this type of hergesh. I owe the Ribono Shel Olam something. I owe him akoras hatoiv. In what way can I can't repay him, but at least the mitzvahs which I do, as Jesus, his lahavus, and zeh keli vaveyu, with the same type of sentiment, zeh keli vaveyu. So, an interesting zach. The Yevonim went into the Heichol, timu kol hashmanim, and Klal Yisrael found nothing except pach echot shel shemen, shehoyu munach b'choisomei shel Kohen Gadol. The one pach which belonged to the Kohen Gadol. What happens? The world effect of the Kohen Gadol wasn't a machshe of shmanim. He didn't give a hechshe on. Wasn't the pach echot munach b'choisomei shel Kohen Gadol? This was the shemen which the Kohen Gadol used for his minchas chavitin. The whole Kohen Gadol's ruchnis diga madrega was in the shemen. A Kohen Gadol who was never lax. A Kohen Gadol was makriv a minchas chavitim every single day because he was in this madrega. That's something the Yevonim couldn't touch because their shlita was only because of nisrashlu ba'avoido. But the pach echot shel shemen shel Kohen Gadol they couldn't touch. I once saw a diuk of a Chasam Sofer. We say in Alanisim, "Va'achakach bo v'necho lidvi beisecho, ufino esecho lecho." Frek the Chasam Sofer, "Dvir is the Kodesh Kodshim." So it should have said "bo lidvi beisecho, ufino es hadvir," but it said "bo lidvi beisecho, ufino esecho lecho." The Teretz is the Kodesh Kodshim was unharmed. The Kodesh Kodshim wasn't touched because the Kodesh Kodshim was the Mokim Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and that reflected his Madrega. The Yevonim had no Shlita. They came into Dvir Beisecho, but the Tumah was only in the Hechol, not in the Dvir. So Kum Tachoyis, that Hoidor, which is supposed to be the Tikkun, which is supposed to be the main part of the Yontav of Chanukah, the Hoidor, to bring to for Klal Yisrael to express that we understand and we appreciate the Torahs of the Ribono Shel Olam, that was the essence of the Yontif. Hidur mitzvah in Chanukah can't be a separate external zach. when it comes to Chanukah, Hino mitzvah dochluzeh kenim aveyu. That must be part of the mitzvah. So whenever somebody feels this is oirus, that he wants to be mahadur mitzvahs nechanukah, that's the hoidor. That is the climax of the mitzvah. That's not something separate. So here the Elgin Rabba takes on, even if in all other mitzvahs, maybe zeh kenim aveyu is something separate, and therefore we can't make a brocha, but when it comes to Chanukah, the hidul is definitely part of the main mitzvah, umemela is no shayla by him that one can make a brocha. There's a posuk at the end of Parshas Kisavui. Vayikro Moshe el kol Yisrael, the end of 40 years, and it says, Vayim aleyem, Atem Re'isem, everything which Klal Yisrael experienced, the Nisim and the Flois, or Mitzrayim, or Oisis, V'Amoisim, all the Toivas that Ribbono Shel Olam gave you, Mitzias Mitzrayim, and what accompanied you in the Midbar. V'lo Nosan Hashem Lachem Leim Lo Das, V'Nayim Lirois, was Nayim Lishmoya Ad Hayim Azeh. But you still didn't have the appropriate appreciation. Einayim Lirois, was Nayim Lishmoya, the leiv lodas ad hayoyim hazeh. What was the hayoyim hazeh? So Rashi says the hayoyim hazeh was Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sifra Torah, and he gave it over to Shele Levi. Klal Yisrael came and said, a monopoly on Torah. Ma'ato mashli to shift the chol. What's about the Yovjon? We want it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was delighted with this ava which Klal Yisrael demonstrated. And that's when he said, Hayoyim Hazeh Niyesho, and that's the Hayoyim Hazeh. So what's the Poshet of Pshat? To measure, if a person wants to measure himself, is he perfect? Is he Sholim in actually appreciating the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tovos? In Makis Ayin HaChasodim, there's one main test. Where does he stand by being Makir, the greatest Tova which Klal Yisrael had from Ribbono Shel Olam? That was Matan Torah, the Nesinas HaTorah. If he appreciates Torah, then he's got the kelim to understand and appreciate Hasodim. So Echmein, the most appropriate thing in such an assembly is, if one has got the appreciation that to start the day can only be the Torah way, or dosa the emes diga hoidor. So the Eibush Tehelfen, that we schus, that we makir is chasodim, we should take up his zoiche, to nisim, and if lo, is the moish, and we see, so now we say, and 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 we